This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply, Cynthia Naronha from Aviva, the Patient and Community Education Coordinator. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Kyle. I'm excited to share this Aviva Health Workshop with your listeners.
Yeah, we had a story about it a couple days ago, but wanted to find out a little bit more. And this is a series of workshops that start on Friday for people living with chronic pain. And that's been, I mean, a big issue for the past few years, people dealing with pain, what works but has a lot of side effects, what doesn't work, et cetera. How would you define chronic pain, maybe?
So chronic pain is defined as ongoing or long-term when it lasts for longer than 3 to 6 months or beyond the normal healing time of an injury. So examples of chronic pain are conditions like neck, shoulder, back pain, so musculoskeletal pain, fibromyalgia, whiplash injuries, or post-surgical pain that lasts longer than 6 months.
Now, in the series of workshops, what kinds of things are going to be covered?
So the workshops are designed to enhance and not replace regular treatment. So we help participants gain and practice skills that can coordinate the many different aspects that are involved in managing their health and wellness on a day-to-day basis. So things such as techniques to deal with frustration, fatigue, poor sleep. We review, of course, pacing, activity, and rest. We talk about appropriate exercise for maintaining and improving strength, flexibility, and endurance. And one of the things I really like about this particular workshop series is that it comes with its own moving easy program. So it's a movement program designed for people with any kind of mobility limitations and things. People can do it seated, standing, laying down. And we actually practice that in the workshop several times. And then folks get to take that home along with their manual when the workshop is ended.
So how many people do you hope to have at these workshops?
Anywhere between 10 to maybe 15 people is a good group.
And have you guys been doing periodic workshops before?
We do. We try to do wellness workshops at least quarterly. So we, besides the chronic pain, we also do diabetes self-management, chronic disease self-management, and tobacco cessation. And then we do have an ongoing diabetes education and support group, which meets every first and third Tuesday of the month at either 9 in the morning or 5 in the afternoon.
So what do you do as the patient community education coordinator? What's your job all about?
So my job is to not only develop programs, but also get the word out about things that we have available to people to be able to learn to manage between their doctor visits and things. So in order to be able to live a fuller, more active life, do some of the things they want to do and actually become proactive in their health. So I seek out programs, I become trained to facilitate and deliver them, and then I go out in the community and talk to people and try to get them involved.
So when it comes to this chronic pain issue, sometimes people's first tendency is, okay, I need a prescription of something. That may or may not be true, but I know that a lot of doctors are kind of looking at this more holistically, if you will, and saying there's more to it than that, and some of these things you talk about are other things that need to be looked at as well.
Certainly. When we do help people to be able to evaluate their treatment options, we give them ideas on how to communicate more effectively with their, not only their medical providers, but also with their family and friends and things about their conditions, and to essentially be proactive in their care.
And it's interesting, too, when you talk about communication with medical professionals. I know some people, you walk into a doctor's office or some other provider in the medical area, and, you know, you see all these degrees and you know all the background and the training that they've got. And sometimes it's, you know, you almost feel like you're going to ask a stupid question.
Sure. Well, first of all, of course, no questions are stupid, but it can be overwhelming, and particularly when people are living with more than one chronic condition. So when they're experiencing chronic pain, there are other things that are causing that. Sometimes they're not even diagnosed. And so it can be difficult to know just what to ask your provider, how to make the most of your visit with the limited time that docs have. And, you know, our providers, our healthcare people do really want to help. So the more information that we can come equipped with, the better off they are able to diagnose and help treat us.
And I know some people, and not that I would have ever done this, but sometimes a doctor will ask you a question about maybe a symptom or an issue, and you tell them one part of it, you don't tell them the rest, you don't really give them the full picture, either because you're just nervous or you forget or whatever. And so based on that information and whatever they discern from that, they may go one direction. Yet if you would have given them the whole story, which doesn't have to be lengthy, but just more about, you know, other issues you're having related to that, etc., they might look at a whole different option. And so sometimes people might complain about something not working. Well, it may not have worked because you may not have told the doctor everything going on.
That's a really good point, Kyle. And so being able to communicate completely and effectively with your healthcare providers is vital because, as you point out, they're basing their diagnosis and treatment decisions on the information that you're providing and that they're observing. So it's important to let them know if you're taking the medications as prescribed or not, other side effects, symptoms you may be having, and just kind of the whole picture about what's going on. And to be able to do that in a concise manner is a skill that takes practice. And so we help participants learn how to do that.
And what else could you tell people about these chronic pain workshops?
Well, they're very interactive, so we don't do PowerPoints and lectures. We actually do a lot of interactive things, and each week participants will make their own personal action plans for that week and then share their experiences and help one another in the workshop solve problems that they encounter in creating and carrying out their self-management program.
So it's a series of 6 weeks starting Friday morning, 9 to 11:30. Where's it happening?
At our Aviva Health in Roseburg. It's north of Costco, 150 Kenneth Ford Drive. And we'll be in the conference room A. There'll be signs pointing the way. The workshop is free of charge and open to those that are living with chronic pain, caregivers, or significant others.
So should people call ahead and sort of get signed up, or?
It'd be great if they want to call or email in advance. That way we can make sure that we have plenty of program materials, which we supply also free of charge.
And what's the phone number to call?
541-672-9596 and extension 430.
All right. Cindy Noronha is from Aviva Health, and that event starts on Friday, that series of events. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.